finally. Oh, finally we can talk.
Oh, we can't talk because we're not recording.
It's like, oh, I can't tell you the answer to that.
How dare you?
We're not recording?
I'm joking.
We are. Well, we were saying that earlier. She has something, and I was like, what is it? She goes, you got to wait.
Well, first off, I got to make a little observation. Brendan's wearing the New Balance.
Wow, good observation.
And now what?
Is that wrong to notice that?
No, I mean, Lucas, but what's the thing about it that you're saying?
No, I don't know. I thought that was more of a shoe for guys my age.
New Balance is...
Oh, okay, that's what you're saying.
It's like the number one growing shoe.
But it's like you work for a shoe company, so it's like you kind of have the
He goes to the conventions. Pickup truck. We run around town and we do stuff that's cool.
Is this the Broadway version you guys are going to do now?
Luke Bryan Broadway.
Yeah. Go.
Gonna feel like a winner, winner. When I take you downtown in my truck. Kicking up dust.
What should it be called? Catfish dinner.
Oh.
Gonna sound like a catfish dinner.
Sound like a, what'd you say? What was your line, Luke?
What?
Gonna sound like a winner, winner.
Eat yourself a little cranberry dinner.
Also, is that a new
cranberry dinner?
Cranberry dinner.
It's a cranberry dinner.
Could I get some of that crab bamboo? Crab boom.
Get yourself a little cranberry dinner.
Hey, we had I had a guy. You know, once in a while, somebody in the VIP line before the shows. You know, we do meet and greets. Just kind of just really gets me. It hits me, and it just. It makes my whole weekend.
What'd he say?
It was him and his wife, young couple.
Yeah.
And he started singing.
Yep.
Ham pants.
No way.
And baloney jacket.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
And it blew me away.
Ham pants.
They were the best. Wow. They were so cute.
That is the best.
Weren't they something that was in your joke on the stage, too?
Yes, they were Jewish.
Oh, Jewish. Okay, good.
Oh, yes. Cool.
All right.
So I go on a whole Jewish tirade. Just take off the blanket.
And they loved it.
No, it was great. Yeah, it was really fun.
That's
so
amazing.
Shout out to you. I didn't get your names. I don't remember your names, but you were very sweet.
Really
you know who you are.
He's bad with that, so sorry.
You know who you are.
He doesn't remember our
ham
names.
Ham pants.
Sometimes.
And bologna jacket.
To be completely honest, I forget everything that
I do
we
too.
Ever say
Me
on this
too.
Show.
Yeah.
I do too.
And so and when I'm out in public and people are like, do you remember that? I'm like, I genuinely, don't. I'm so sorry. I
Should
don't.
We do a debriefing or just afterwards go over what we talked about? Is that something anybody ever wants to do?
No.
Like a post-game conference?
Do you want to do that? Mm. Yeah, we do like a, that would be funny.
That would be.
Oh, that'd
like
be
an
after
interview
show.
After.
That's what we could do on that.
Then we could do like
Patreon.
A pre-show like what do they call it? A pre-show.
An after show.
Yeah, pre-game.
Pre-game.
We pre-game?
Pre-game.
Pre-game the show.
No, they
no. This
do,
could be a
wait,
Patreon.
Wait, wait.
Thing.
They do.
It's a good idea.
Where you do it after the show processing, but it's, you have to pay.
They do what they think is going to happen,
analysis.
Which is called
prediction.
Prediction. Thank you.
Predictions. And then analysis.
But what would you predict?
I don't know. I just thought it sounds fun.
What wouldn't you predict?
Could not be fun though.
I mean, there's like five things we talk about, right?
Yeah.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Ham pants.
And like something with meat clothes. I can't even. Your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The toils of your home.
If Luke, the content, if Luke Capone sends us something funny.
Yeah.
And then some memes and stuff.
Okay.
I love that.
It's pretty shallow.
That's pretty good.
It's, you know, it's the beginnings of something. It's like kind of chaotic, I admit.
We could like plan.
Yeah. Do we really want to?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to find out.
Get it going.
Look, honey,
I'm not that
hey,
person.
If you guys want to do that,
I've got to find out the correct pH level on our new combination hot tub
you
swim spa.
Definitely.
Yes.
Because it smells like a sewer.
Let me tell you what. Not only does it smell like a sewer. Okay.
It feels like a sewer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Did we even say that you got one? Okay. Can I just say that my parents got a hot tub, but imagine a hot tub times three hot tubs length.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hot tub.
It's a double. It's
so
it's a triple.
One fourth of it is a hot tub, and the other is a swim spa.
Yeah.
And it's
but
big.
It can all be a hot tub.
It's big.
Which has been
I mean, cool. We use like a painting ladder to get into it. We don't have steps.
Right now.
So we have to drag
But the thing about the painting ladder is it's faced the opposite end, so you have to step up to the top ladder to get into it.
Yeah.
Well, I always scrape my side on the brick of the house getting into it because the where it's sitting, the hot tub's so big it takes up your entire patio.
Yeah. And if you walk around one edge, there's no railing. It's about 10 feet down on loose brick.
Is a brick loose?
It's loose.
Oh, it's loose. I didn't know that.
Yeah. What do they call that? The retaining wall.
Yeah.
And it's not cemented in. It's just loose stones that if you step on it this side, you're falling to your death.
It's over.
But
yeah. Or in the grass.
It is. And the hot part, it's like a French onion soup.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's what it looks like.
There's so much goo.
It's gooey.
And then.
What is the goo? Because I think it's skin.
It's skin.
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
Skin?
It has to be skin.
It's like a yellow Here's mayonnaise.
Imagine it rains and there's a 4-foot puddle and then 15 different humans go inside the puddle. And just sit there for 30 minutes, and it's 100 degrees out, and then you cover it every day. That's about what it is.
Yeah, it's a petri dish. It's more of a petri dish than it is.
It is like a science.
I went out there and it starts bubbling, and like, you know, like the bubbles come up, and then there's like steam that comes out of the bubbles.
And it smells really bad, and you're like oh my gosh. Thick,
you know? And you go out there, and you're like, and this smells. Green.
Well, it wasn't that bad until you guys and your friends got into it.
I've been in it once.
We came in Saturday.
We were liking it until everybody came.
We need our own, just on the other side of the house.
You guys should do a wraparound hot tub, your entire porch. Yeah.
We should. First off, we get our water from a well, and it's hard water. Can someone explain hard water? I don't know what that means.
No idea.
But it's not soft.
Let's guess.
But Brendan, you know what hard water is? Yeah. What does that mean?
Wait, let's guess.
He goes, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone guess.
Too many minerals in the water. Okay.
What do you think, Liv?
That's actually what I was going
to
say.
He's talking. I have to know this. Water softener, which is just salt. Okay. And I don't know why salt makes water soft. Salt does a lot of things.
Makes your skin soft.
It makes things tastier. And other things, I'm sure.
Sure.
It makes good hydration. Ice melt.
Yep.
Burns your skin if you rub ice on it.
But wait, how would salt? No. Salt is a mineral, right?
I think it's maybe harsh mineral.
It's the opposite mineral.
Couldn't tell you.
So the water's hard. So I had to put a softener in it, and then, the guy at the place said that he said it's mostly women's like makeup.
Oh,
and
because he tested it.
Body oils.
Well, he tested it.
Would you think about? How much oil is coming off of people in a hot tub?
So how many
are we
women
just excreting
how many women
oil?
Have been in there? Two?
Yeah.
Maybe. I just
no, it's been all dudes.
Debunked.
Yeah. So somebody must wear that. Makeup.
But I mean the guys who have been in it are not the kind makeup. Who use lotions.
Not but the guys that are in it would have a lot of body oils.
They
wouldn't
would.
You think?
I would. Yeah. I do think. But but it's pretty frightening. And I had both sides checked, and there's zero chlorine in it. There's
I
nothing.
I thought you put
chlorine.
It in
I knew
I did
that.
Too. I thought I put it in.
Well,
so you
I
put
really,
no chlorine in
it. It smelled like
this
slimy chicken.
This whole time, I thought you were putting chlorine in there.
It was so bad.
Bro,
when you were shocking it.
Well, okay.
After I got out, I felt like if you left chicken breast unwrapped.
Went in.
You know that really toxic waste place in Maryland Heights? Mm-hmm. I felt like I jumped in the quarry.
Yes.
Dude, Levi was
Guys,
out there for like
I'm
an
not
hour
proud
and a half
of it.
Stewing.
I'm not, look, I want answers,
the
too.
The most concerning thing was I got in and I was like, this smells absolutely rancid.
Yeah, it is.
And Levi's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, this is disgusting. I was like, this is so gross.
It's like
and
when,
he's like, it's fine.
It's like
I was
when
like,
you,
no, it's not.
When Heather like makes a pot roast in the crock pot.
Yeah.
When you clean it, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
That fat, just floating
and,
fat.
And I'm
going to
get, my hands around this and get the chlorine, get some chlorine in it.
Just
well,
one.
I might just do a whole bucket of bleach. Just,
oh.
You know what's the most,
really, that would be terrible.
You know when you leave like a protein shaker bottle in your car for too long?
Luke, I know what it's like. You don't have to keep going on.
How we used to do.
It's like that.
Luke always pushes it too far.
That like wet mucus looking moss.
No, it's similar to the smell when Jackson left chicken in the back seat of your van. That's what it smelled like.
That was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Anyways,
that was actually the worst.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
So we're on top of it. Now that I'm in town.
Thank you.
Because none of you boobs are going
to
do it.
Well, first of all, you didn't tell us to turn it down each time and make it like a soup.
It's a cauldron. It's a cauldron.
Listen,
it's
Luke,
like
to add to it. To
can
add
you
to
tell
what
your
gonna...
what you researched?
Yeah, I mean, I did research because
on hot tubs.
Yeah.
Why? Because you saw this. Because
I saw that and it was concerning.
I'm afraid for my life. It's for self preservation.
So. There's just, and I talked to some hot tub owners that I know, and I think like the first thing I asked them was like, okay, if you leave it at 80 degrees, right? And you leave it at 98 degrees. What's the difference before or after they had the hot tub in place as far as electrical bill? Because I was going money.
Oh, no.
And they were like, before hot tub and after, it was only $11 a month increase.
Wait a second.
By leaving it, they leave
it. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, they leave it at 98 degrees Fahrenheit. And then when they get in the hot, once you get in the hot tub, they turn it up to 102.
Yeah.
And it takes an hour to heat up. And then they turn it back down to 98.
And they have a cover for it.
Because the cover is so insulated, and the hot tub is, that it holds the heat in. Okay. But if you hold it at 80, it's similar to heating your house. Mm-hmm. So like you don't want your house to get down to 50 degrees and then heat it all the way to 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I thought you were saying for that was what was causing it to be like a soup. Was that we didn't turn
no,
it down.
No, the reason it's like a soup is
because we've had a hot tub and we didn't
Levi
have
Levi and
issues.
Jackson have gypsy friends who don't bathe. They just shed skin like a snake.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
So I'm cleaning out the filter and like, was there a boa constrictor that molted or whatever you call it?
Shed skin.
And
this is the shape of a foot. Why are people, it's like a skin sock in the filter. So it's, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
It's like, they just, you see them doing this. They're just shaking skin off their body. Because they're freaky gypsy people.
Oh my god.
So that's thank you for researching that. Because I would have been gone, you know, every night and it would have
because
so you were talking about you were talking about the cost then.
The stress that goes in with being a multiple hot tub owner. It's too much.
The other thing is that you have to
you want to have fun and enjoy it.
I know. Well, you could get a guy to do it too.
It's if you want to use the hot tub, let me know at 7 a.m. and I'll start cranking up the heat. You can use it tonight.
Right. Well, see, when you were saying that, I thought you were saying it was because that's what made it soupy. I didn't know you were saying it because it was
1,700
like,
hey, gallons.
Hey, price. I need to know, are you guys coming over for Christmas? I don't know. That's like 2 months from now. Oh, just, I got to know for the hot tub. I got to start eating it now.
Oh, hey, Luke, it's Tim. All right, I'll be there. What time is it? I don't know.
Beware.
Get over here and get this going. Fire it up.
Are you telling him at 5 a.m. or something?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So thank. Yeah. That means so that makes one. That makes me so feel
my,
better.
My
number one.
It's stressful.
Yeah. That's not. Yeah. That's not.
I want everyone to enjoy it. And you know,
did
not,
you do that at the Skinker House? Leave it at. Did you always turn it down to 80?
No, no, it was a small, it was a smaller one.
I know. I just wondered if you turned it down.
Yeah.
But that big side doesn't need to be so heated. No, you just heat the good side and then keep the other one.
What's cool is you can heat the big side. You know that.
You should just keep the big side heated.
We're having a party. It's like we can fit
for now,
30 people in
for
there.
For the winter, you got to.
30? That would really be dirty.
40.
Just drinking Camu. And
Camu, baby.
Yeah. Eating bugles.
Bugles?
Yeah,
eating one on
whatever.
Each finger.
Onions.
Wait for those things to turn into raisins and stick some bugles on them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we'll get it. We'll get it together. But it's horrible. Yeah. It's right now. It's when I got home after 4 days out. I'm just like.
Did
it's
you
big
smell
brown bubbles?
Did you smell it? Yeah. It's really bad. Yeah. Well, how are your shows?
Shows were really fun.
Where did you go?
I went to Arkansas twice, and I went to Omaha Nebraska and nice. Wichita.
Nice.
There you go.
Had a great, great time.
Good.
Great time. Thank you.
That's some good Midwest time right there.
Good Midwest
time. Do you get along with your road crew? Because I know it's so different now. It's like you used to have family and now you have strangers.
I do. It's usually the same guys, but then the assistant road manager changes out pretty quick. And the guy this week was getting Phil. And the first thing he says was, has anybody ever seen Waiting for Guffman?
Oh, yeah. So he was the one that said that.
Instant connection.
Beautiful.
Yes. So we watched Best of Show.
That's amazing.
And it was like, you know, you find somebody that, oh my gosh, we like all the same things for the same reasons. And
did you watch Galaxy?
We were supposed to. I was just tired. I'm just too tired. I can't be doing this staying up.
What's it called?
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because did you tell me your whole rock show business was based off of Waiting for Guffman?
Yes, all of it. You couldn't work for me unless you liked Waiting for Guffman. If you fake it, I don't care.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, it's good. We really miss Hayden. And Hayden, if you're listening, we love you and hope you're feeling well.
Who's Hayden?
Hayden Lamb. He was the road manager.
Yeah.
But just his physical, just had some physical.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Stuff, and
he can work
better.
From home.
As soon as he gets better, he can always come back. But no, it was really good. We got to do a theater last night, which was really fun. I love doing theaters, and just rocked it out.
Cool.
Russellville. You ever heard of Russellville, Arkansas?
No.
That's a place.
Never in my life.
And we had a lot of fun.
Good.
So just trying to get ready for the big show, you know, the big taping the special.
Do you have all new material now?
It is.
You're going to bring back some old stuff, aren't you?
I think it's a little bit of both. Because the thinking is I've got like DVDs and stuff, but like this is, I think it's made for streaming.
Nice.
So okay. I might use some old stuff, but it's mostly going to be.
Gotcha.
It's mostly new stuff.
Gotcha,
it hasn't been recorded yet.
Will it be DVDs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering. Because I have all your DVDs.
All the merch?
In my basement. Yeah.
You
so
do?
I need to know if I need to make room for more.
What do you think? You think we should
make
some?
Make some?
The crazy thing is how are they selling? Buy DVDs like crazy.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Like, it's insane.
Why are they playing
I'm like constantly doing orders.
What are you saying,
interesting.
Levi?
Oh, Levi's there.
Make more stuff.
Bring Levi on.
Bring Levi on.
Make more stuff.
I want him to fill in. Leaves. You're up.
Wait,
he's coming.
I thought you were going.
Ham pants.
What?
Where are you going?
I was just gonna paint some knobs. She was just
paint some what?
Paint some knobs.
The woman's gonna paint some knobs. Okay,
I love
leave
this
her
woman.
Alone.
I love
the woman. Paint some knobs.
Let her
yeah,
be.
You guys are fun. I'd rather paint some knobs.
She told me. She's like, she goes, can you do the podcast tonight? I thought she had like something important. She goes, I want to paint or sleep or. She's just. I don't want to do this.
Guys, I'd love to, but there's knobs that need a good painting. I didn't put an extra coat on the knobs. I love that woman.
Oh, man.
We're getting it together finally,
okay.
Guys.
What were you thinking?
We'll make more stuff.
Make more stuff.
Make more
make
stuff.
More stuff. Make more stuff.
Make more merch.
Oh, like shirts and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
People
love it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure. I remember, like,
We're scraping the barrel currently.
For a while there.
Okay, do you have any of the stuff that I take with me on the road? That new shirts and
probably
stuff?
Probably not.
Oh, do you make stuff already then?
Yeah, we've got like a pretty pink pack, pretty pink tractor. Pink tractor shirt.
I love pup and tattoo.
Like a new one or the old one?
Yeah, it's a pink one for the ladies.
Okay.
And then there's like a camo one. There's some cool stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, you're making more stuff then. Good job.
But we should.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's just not on the website.
I think
we'll get it on the website.
Just make that was the biggest thing is
you.
I would always have people who like have everything,
yeah,
already, because there was like at one point we were rocking with like three shirts, and they're like, I have eight of every shirt.
Yeah
that guy needs a new shirt.
Yeah, I know.
That's
yeah.
probably his whole
he was wearing life. All of them.
See, my philosophy, don't get a million fans, get 10 fans who will buy 100,000
those
fans.
Are your if anything, describe your fans that
they're
amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a fan who I forgot to bring it, but he bought you a shirt. It's really cute, and I'll bring it next time.
He did?
Yeah, and he put photos in it of all the guitars that he has. It's really cute.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll love it. Yeah.
Sweet.
You said you liked his shirt at the show, and then he was like, I'm going to buy you one and send it to
and
you.
And he sent it?
And he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. That's cool.
Yeah. I get really sweet gifts.
Pretty cute.
Do we show that? Hey, Brenda, can you hand us that TH thing? I want to make sure everybody sees it. We had a guy make this at a show. I got this, a month or two ago? You can show it on Luke. You can show
it.
Oh,
you do it.
Oh, here you go.
Your name.
Yeah. Look at that. It's the TH logo. This is like real wood.
Wow.
That's really cool.
And he made that. He's like, let's see, the Fugit family, Fugitt.
I know a Fugit
family.
I
wish I could. So. Okay.
Anyway. Wait, where'd you get that?
A fan made it.
Like where?
In his shop.
No, where did state. You get where? What state did you get
I
it?
I don't remember.
All right, that's awesome.
He doesn't remember that.
I know a Fugit fan. If it was in like that Illinois run.
Yeah.
You would know those people.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, we have a nice special treat.
Speaking
for you
of
guys.
Gifts.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Can I read
yeah,
who's
of course.
It from?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hello. In episode 105 of the Tim Hopkins podcast, you guys said you wanted a compilation of every time Luke Bryan said beer. And come on, I'm happy to present to you my work.
Oh, yes. He did this for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. No way.
Come on.
Here we go.
Come Thank on. You, Damien.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Good night. That yep. was stellar. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
How long was that?
1 minute.
1 minute. How long does it take you to say beer? A quarter of a second?
This should be viral.
That's really
It will
funny.
Go viral.
Yeah, so go to, it's
that
the video is called.
Yeah, go for it.
Every time Luke Bryan says beer and come on.
Oh my God.
Crusader 109. Let's get him some subscribers. And,
Crusader, put this on TikTok and
this.
Instagram because this will blow
put that on.
Up. So and make this a short.
Funny. Please.
Make this a
please.
Short. It'll
oh
blow up.
Oh my gosh.
What a gift that was.
Wow.
It's like, I kind of want to hear it again. It's only a minute long.
I know.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let's just.
Reset. Are you sure?
So he went through every record. And
concert.
What I liked
live
about
concert.
It was, That's it's impressive. beer. And then it goes to the beer. Soft beer songs. Beer.
Wow.
It went to come on. Come on.
It's so good.
All right. Okay.
What a,
are you ready?
What a
are you guys ready?
Absolute treat.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Like his own language.
It really is.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Beer. Here we go. Yeah.
He put all the songs in the bottom, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Beer.
It's crazy.
Come on.
Because it's so many different songs.
That's good timing, too, on the... And then he does come on at the end. Yeah.
So good.
Wow.
Beer. It sounds like he's shooting a gun.
Beer. So amazing.
That's funny.
I love that.
Beers. So really, you take a beer and come on. He doesn't really have a whole lot to say.
No.
Neither do I. Really? Neither do I.
Neither do. You know what? Yeah.
Really found his niche on that one.
He is a niche. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Crusader 109. You are the
hero.
Listener of the week. You are the fan of the week. Your top ho dunk.
Top ho dunk.
For November. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there.
I had a funny, there was a funny review. It says that, thought y'all would be interested to know there is a Native American tribe by the name of Ho Chunk. They now are established as the Ho Chunk Nation of Wisconsin.
Mm. Maybe we should do a collab. A Ho Dunk Ho Chunk.
Ho Chunks. Ho Chunk's a good name. I kind of wish we were the Ho Chunks now.
Well, should we change Ho Chunk? Is that wrong?
Chunk.
It's up to Luke, though. He came up with the word.
True.
Hold on. What's actually interesting is I've already read that review on this podcast before.
Dang. Was I gone? I was gone.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, still love that.
Still do love it.
Good job trying to pretend to, be interested.
Hmm?
Appreciate that.
Well, I was just, since you're such an avid fan of the show, I thought you would listen to the episode.
So sorry about that.
That you missed.
Well, speaking of beer, I saw a billboard driving somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was just driving home from Nashville today. And it was for a liquor store. And the caption was, it says, come on by because nobody likes a quitter.
Oh my gosh.
Like a liquor store. Nobody likes a quitter.
Jeez.
So come on in, you alcoholics. No one likes a quitter. So I'm really glad I could put a button on the whole Luke Bryan thing with that amazing story.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys. That's just how my brain works.
That's good.
Nobody likes a quitter.
They don't.
They should just honestly be playing that song outside of their
on the billboard.
This is like an ice cream truck, but it's for beer.
They should have that.
And this song instead of like the whatever the jingle is. Beers, beers, beers.
Wasn't that you ever heard that one commercial? Boars, 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 bargain, barn,
bargain, boars, more. Barns, doors, barn, doors, and more.
Can you find that? Is it barns? Right. Brendan, you know?
Something, barn, doors, and more.
Have you heard that,
barn,
though?
Barn, doors, more.
I don't even know what they're saying. Barns, 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 barns. Maybe it is barns. Barns, bar doors, barn doors.
Barn doors, and more theme. Kind of barn doors.
Theme, put a theme song. Open up the barn. No. I hate barn doors, so I made this.
They say that when your zipper was down, your barn door's open.
Yeah, I hated that. That's one of the most embarrassing things. It's not.
It is.
Yeah.
The zipper down.
Also,
and it's also why did you notice that so quickly?
Right.
Eyes up here.
But what's worse, zipper down or booger in the nose?
Booger in the nose, zipper for down. Sure.
Zipper down?
I think so.
I have my zipper down.
Got a bat in the cave.
But then telling somebody's got it, would you rather go, or like... Usually that clears that up.
Yeah, that's not
But
bad.
Zipper's like, you know.
Yeah, or you have to say your zipper's undone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just.
Yeah, I think zipper down.
I had my zipper
in
down.
In its totality.
I had my zipper down the other day, and I kind of had this realization that it doesn't matter. Like, it's just like, if you're doing our, like, if you have your zipper down, and somebody's like, because somebody came up to me, like, they're like, your zipper is down.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Well, it would be weird if your zipper was down and your top and the button was undone. That would
be
weird.
Yeah, that's a little
bit. But really, it's not the zipper down doesn't
but it's like a,
affect
it's like,
anything.
No, like they approached it like it was like some like it was like I don't know, there was such like secrecy to it.
I always feel very embarrassed whenever it happens to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to confront someone else.
I don't think this is it.
This might be it.
What is this?
Lovely doors.
Lovely doors. You can open them up, close them.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them ajar if you're expecting a friend. Oh, what a drafty world this would be without doors. You can paint them them a color or leave them alone. You can buy one in B&Q, in store or by phone, but make sure you don't buy the wrong size. Oh, doors, doors, doors. If you didn't have a door, you'd be stuck in your room unless you climbed out of a window. You couldn't get into the toilet at all. You'd have to wee into a corner. Fill up a hole in the side of your house. Ooh. They keep out gorillas and even a mouse. You can put in a flap for your cat, though.
Lovely.
Doors, doors, doors. Some of them have got a little peephole thing, and you can spy on the postman and see what he brings. But watch out if he posts something heavy, cause it might hurt your foot, foot, foot. Oh, I've got some Carries and Wilkinsons too, are accessed by going through a doorway. They have them all over in Belgium and Spain, and one or two over in Norway. Five on my car, not including the bonnet. Is a bonnet a door or a lid or a sonnet? I'm fond of a lid, but I'm rather more partial to doors, doors, doors. Oh, doors, doors, doors. Yeah, doors, doors, doors. Lovely doors.
Nice. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that's not the one, but
is that the one you're talking about?
Doors, yeah. Doors,
it is now.
Doors. I love that.
I like that line. He goes, I'm fond of lids, but I'm more partial to doors.
You open the door.
Thought he was done talking about lids.
Yeah, I'm thankful for doors, you know.
Wow, man, that's great.
This is
it's the little things, you know.
Mr. Elliot Mason.
The little things I love in him. Life. We shouldn't take for granted.
That was like very a cool. Kind of a 60s vibe, just that kind of pop, kind of chill. What's that? Wasn't the Doors a band? How old are you? Wasn't the Doors a band? Was Paul McCartney in a group before Wings?
It was Wings.
Oh, gosh.
I'm laughing at Brendan, but I really don't know.
I'm going to be honest
really
with you.
I really don't know.
I was here for you when you were talking about the Doors, but I don't know who the
doors,
Wings are.
Doors, Doors,
Doors. Doors band.
Yeah, the Doors. They were a band.
Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm.
What do they sing?
You know that it would be untrue. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. You have not heard that song.
I only know the version that you did like 10 years ago.
Come on, baby, quit the choir.
Yeah.
Choir.
How's that one go?
Well, come on, baby, quit the choir.
I don't. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
This is not about me. This is not about rehashing. The catalog of songs that I have.
Sorry.
The huge amount of material.
The lengthy catalog.
I know people celebrate my catalog all over. This is the Doors. Oh, he can't hear it. Can you hear it?
You know that it would be untrue.
Okay, yeah, I know this song.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't.
Sounds like Halloween music.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
We do know that one.
Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites, searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you match candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can hire faster and better with Indeed. With Indeed's matching platform, you'll find who you need. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Just go to Indeed.com/Hawkins and support the show by saying you hear about it or you heard about it on this podcast. Hear, heard, whatever. It's all the same. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. We love these sheets because Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands, and they feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels. So give them a shot. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Hawkins at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle's so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins and use the code Hawkins to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Hawkins to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Levi has moved back. Have you already been on here since you've moved back?
No.
Well, how you feeling about it?
I'm back.
Yep.
I'm here. And I'm back.
He's back. How do you feel?
Speaking
about it,
of doors, Dad? We have a revolving door. Just Levi leaving, coming back. It's getting kind of tiresome.
Yeah.
Levi only lives in houses with hot tubs.
I only live in houses with hot tubs.
So that's why
I
couldn't move back. That's why he came back.
Well, like, he almost left after how bad it smelled.
Dude. Well, we're ecstatic to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Levi's a blender. He just blends in. Am I right? He's very versatile.
He's like a blender. Hold on a second. And then you turn it on, it's super loud and no one else
super
can hear.
Super loud.
Wait.
It's very loud.
Can you give me I'm just going to run the blender real quick. True. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
That's kind of true, actually.
He's loud. You're loud.
If I'm allowed to be.
Is your hearing okay? Because sometimes people are loud when they're here, you know.
Probably not.
Okay.
It's probably lesser than a lot of people.
Let's go get your hearing checked.
That's a good idea. I want to get LASIK. I want to work on
for your
first.
Ears?
Yeah, both. You think they do like a double
LASIK ear surgery?
Yeah.
I think there's a Groupon for that.
Just shoot a laser into your ear.
2-in-1.
Yeah.
BOGO deal.
You want to get LASIK surgery for your eyes?
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever thought about getting LASIK? You get pretty bad.
I'm
eyes.
Waiting until they get the whole procedure down.
They have it down.
They have
pretty
it down.
Solid.
They've been doing it for like 50 years.
That's been my excuse. Wait, I know they've been doing it for 40 years, but. Well, the way they used to do it, they would slice your eye.
Oh, no.
And that was like, well, I'm not doing that.
Heck no.
Have you seen the one?
And now I think they just do a laser to kind of reshape it, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
I think so. I don't know what it is. I know is that people who can't see can see better.
Okay.
Without glasses.
Yeah.
They have those ones. The ones that scare me are like, it's basically like a contact that they stitch into your eye.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Stinky.
Like some Amish people just come in. Just right into the eyeball.
Yeah.
No, nothing with the eyes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Stay away from my eyes.
Your eyes are pretty resilient, I've come to find.
What,
shoving my fingers in my eyes for contacts. It's disgusting. Having to like work with contacts.
Yeah.
We were talking about that today, about people who get tattooed eyeballs. Have you seen that?
What?
No. Where they just
Oh, yeah. The black.
Yeah. Tattoo, but yeah. I guess they just, all you gotta do is do one insert and it shoots ink and it spreads to your whole eye.
What? Does that last forever?
I mean,
I haven't looked probably. Into it that far.
It lasts their whole life, which probably won't be very long.
That is. Yeah. You're thinking that's one of those decisions like, yeah, this is.
Yeah, that's
just not a good decision.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You don't like.
Long term.
That's not one of those decisions you make like on vacation, like with a group of friends.
Actually, it is. It's like, let's go get eyeball tattoos.
Well, it's not like a butt tattoo.
It's not like, you know? Yeah, you get like a butt tattoo with your friends. Like, tattoo. Oh, look, I got Daffy Duck right on my, you know, like, oh, I got my eyeballs black. Show
yeah. Have you seen
I look
this?
Like a demon.
No way, dude. Right. Let's cut our tongues in half. Look like lizards.
My mom's going to kill me.
You think she's going to know?
Don't let my dad see.
Yeah, they're like, what can, do you see anything different?
You look like you're screaming.
Your eyes are just bleeding from the
incisions. Yuck. Show him your tattoo that you got.
Bad. Yeah.
It's cute. It's the weakest tattoo I've ever seen, but it's so cute.
Wait, I'm you so got a new upset. One?
I got two.
Can you see that on the video?
Can you see it, Bren?
No.
What is that?
What is it?
Okay, well, it would be upside down. Flip it. Flip it in post. What is that? It's a flork.
I'm sorry, what?
Here, let's see if I can. Just, I don't really have.
Bring it close to the camera.
Yeah. What? Oh yeah. Jeez.
All right.
What is it?
It's dark. That's okay. I
can't even.
Anyway,
is it one of these
guys.
Yeah,
it's very. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a flork. It's a put it on a coffee flork.
That's pretty cute.
Oh, that's where you got the idea.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
Oh, there it is.
This guy.
No, it's the one.
This guy.
He's giving it a thumbs up.
I like this one.
Go to the one on the. It's like a one towards the bottom.
I like him too.
Yeah, there's that one. I think it's this more one? Based on. No, the one on that you just showed. It's this more based one. On that one, and it's got a little thumbs up.
Cute.
Perfect.
But yeah, it apparently tattoos don't really do very well on that part of the wrist.
Was, did you go to an actual look place? Professional.
No. I did it in my buddy's kitchen.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
You did it?
No, I had it done.
Okay.
Yeah. I got another one on my kneecap. That's pretty cool.
What is it?
It's a little stick figure going on a hike. Here, let me see.
A stick figure going on a hike?
He's going on a hike. Little guy going on a hike.
I guess I see it.
Yeah. What do you mean you guess you see it? That's the whole thing.
Well, it looks like a little guy like skiing down a mountain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could work.
So it's all that to say it's good to have Levi back in a house with accountability. And someone he can just bounce ideas off of, you know, just reference, frame of reference for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, I have a question, Luke. I think this, you might be able to ask. What is bail?
Bail?
And how does it work?
Like with jail?
You know, I don't even know what that means when somebody gets arrested and they go to whatever and they get out on bail.
Yeah.
I know it's an amount of money,
mm-hmm.
but is that like you, $100,000 bail?
Yeah.
Bail is the
so
sun
is that,
god.
Is that just, you just got to pay, come up with that money just to get somebody out of prison before the trial?
Are you in trouble?
So it's, you go to jail and then you are given a.
For a friend.
Say someone owed $2 million in bail. Where would I pay that?
What does that mean exactly?
Say someone has a disagreement with his bookie. And.
In
this
a little
bookie
bit,
doesn't yet know where you live.
A little deep in the shark tank.
Bail is the amount of money you pay after you get arrested, and instead of sitting in jail until your trial, you can live free until your trial to where you get convicted of the crime.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So, and a lot of times, what happens is when you're in jail, it takes a long time for you to go to trial. So you. Like a year, maybe sometimes.
Yes.
So, okay.
And the bigger the crime, the bigger the bail,
bigger the
penalty
bail.
Or price.
But that's just somebody has to come up with that and you don't get that back.
No, that's just bail to get out.
Golly.
Like Gotti. Yeah, if you watch it, he had $1 million bail.
$1 million. Okay.
So he paid $1 million so he could go free until his trial. Otherwise, you just sit in jail.
Okay. Now, there are these shops that they say bail bonds. What's a bail bond? What is that? How does that work?
I think that it's a loan that you can get to get bail and get out of jail until you go to trial.
Let me guess. Did the bail bond have super interest on it?
I would assume so.
Okay. Because you see like that, like checks cashed. You've seen these stores in cities. Checks cashed and bail bonds.
Yeah.
Sometimes it says, wow.
Yep. They pledge money on behalf of that person, but it's a loan.
Okay.
That yep. makes sense.
Bail bonds. And that is a thing. Wow. Isn't it?
And that's a very, I mean.
It's frightening.
Sketchy business, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of the mob. Yeah, good old John Gotti. He was involved in everything, wasn't he? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
On Netflix? We binged it.
Yeah.
They call him, what do you call him? The Teflon Don?
They
couldn't prosecute him?
He was paying. It makes you think that the judicial system is pretty messed up. Yeah. That it took that long and all the agencies were against each other because they wanted a piece of the glory. It's like,
that's crazy.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Also, we watched a movie last night about like opioid crisis or epidemic or whatever.
Right.
And those executives who end up being responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths get like 5 months in prison. And then John Gotti, who obviously is bad, but he gets 3 life sentences. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I do not understand.
It's all
the difference.
Perception.
It's all fine print. Yeah. Isn't it? So the, what was it called? The OxyContin, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Where it literally kills millions of people.
Yeah.
And they're just.
Yeah. What was this? Fentanyl?
Slap on the.
It's fentanyl.
Yeah. Fentanyl.
Like. And why? Yeah.
Killed millions of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why is it slap killed on the me. Wrist? What is it about the wrist? Where'd that come
Maybe
from?
Maybe that hurts the most. I don't know.
It does kind of hurt if you slap in the right place. Yeah.
Cookie jar. Put your hand on the stove.
Why not the hand? Slap on the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Is
That's
that
close?
But wrist is actually hurts worse. Slap your wrist right now.
Okay.
And then slap your hand. It's the wrist has a little more nerve in it.
Endings.
Do you think our 4 brain cells are really coming out right now?
Do you think you could
slap her wrist?
I'm so on fumes.
This is great.
So you're on fumes right now. On fumes.
Don't worry
Do you think you actually
on
could
hot tub fumes
could hit yourself hard enough to where it would hurt? Like, you know what I'm saying? Where you can't bite your fingers off because otherwise it'd be like a carrot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you probably could.
Do what?
I just don't believe that it would actually be like a carrot. There's no way.
I don't know.
If what?
You bite. You know how people are like, if you actually bit your pinky.
I can't think about it. Actually.
As hard as you could, it would bite like a carrot or whatever.
Yeah, you.
But you never bite hard enough because you can't deal with the pain or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to throw up.
It takes the same force for your mouth to bite through a carrot that it does to bite through a finger.
Oh.
But our mental. But that. I don't know if I believe that. I think it probably on a joint. Like on the
bones are way harder than carrots.
Yeah. Like, well, like on, if you were on like the, whatever you call this, like the knuckle, then you could probably get through the knuckle like that. And, but the bone,
I'm pretty sure I'm going to barf.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to barf.
What?
Speaking of carrots, someone suggested, in the comments, carrot golf
clubs. Oh,
someone suggested carrot golf clubs.
Yeah. Were you talking about meat pants?
Wait, what?
Carrot golf clubs?
Yes.
Is that to go along with the ham pants and the bologna jacket? Carrot golf
clubs. Carrot golf clubs.
Oh, no.
How would you do that? You'd have to, like, glue carrots
together. The ball
together.
Is a cherry tomato.
Yeah. Our listeners are just, I think we found them. I think we found.
We really had to weed out.
We did. We've gone to that other level. Oh, we're in our own little dimension now. Well, I did have some videos I wanted to share.
Let's
show
with
them.
Everybody. This one is just, more probably for Luke, let's say. It says dudes who drive electric cars, but this is a churchy video.
Come on, virginity is cool. What up, virginity is cool. He's got virginity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's pretty good. That is my humor. I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good message.
Yeah. For everyone. For everyone.
For everyone. For everyone.
For everyone.
I mean, Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is for Livy.
Okay.
This one's for Livy.
Experiencing symptoms such as coughing, wheezing.
Wait, can you start it again?
For sure.
Ooh, it has that stupid mute thing on it when you try to play an Instagram video.
One, been experiencing symptoms such as coughing, wheezing, or shortness of breath? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I hope you get better. I'm sorry.
That's it. Love it.
That reminded me of you, Lily.
That is so me. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Like my like.
Are you or a
Emma
loved one?
Has recently gotten like her wrist hurts or something. I'm like, aw, that's too bad. I'm like, are you sure it really hurts that bad?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you get better.
Oh my god.
This is when we used to watch. Good. It was a Kimmy Schmidt, yeah. Something like
oh,
that.
The Kimmy Schmidt. Yeah.
And her African American friend. Is just it's hilarious. Just
Todd
and
he, or whatever his name is.
And
he's
trying to,
Titus and Tomadon.
And he's coming up with a song.
Titus and Tomadon.
He's trying to come up with a song for Trident chewing gum. And yes. This just kind of off the cuff.
I love
just
him.
Play this.
Trident gum is chewiest gum. Give it to your friends and chew it with your teeth. Your teeth are bones that live outside. They hang from your lips like bats. Oh, outside bones, outside bones. Never forget teeth, outside bones. The bones that you wash and when you're a kid, they fall from your head. And to make things less weird, we say they got stolen by a demon that your parents know.
What was that? When they get stolen, what does it say?
They get stolen by a demon that your parents know.
That your parents know.
Oh my god,
that's so
play
good.
That one again.
Good.
I want to. That's so good.
Seven, eight. Trident gum is the chewiest gum. Give it to your friends and chew it with your teeth. Your teeth are bones that live outside. They hang from your lips like bats. Oh, outside bones, outside bones. Never forget teeth, outside bones. The bones that you wash and when you're a kid, they fall from your head. And to make things less weird, we say they got stolen by a demon that your parents know.
The tooth fairy is a demon.
Oh my god.
He is so funny in this show.
He really
so
is.
Funny. So funny. So funny.
They hang from your mouth like bats.
From your lips. Your
outside lips. Bones. Outside bones.
Hey, that's from funny. Your lips.
The bones are their dollars.
And so are the worms.
Man, it's all going okay if you start all that bones and stuff. Yeah.
I love at the beginning, he goes 5, 6, 7, 8, and the piano doesn't start playing until halfway through the song.
That's so funny.
And it's supposed one to be for Trident, but he just okay. Talks about teeth.
Okay, this is for Luke.
Yes.
This is two guys talking about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Okay.
It's like they're sports guys.
Has more points per game.
Michael
he
Jordan.
Has more championships. He has more MVPs. But you have to consider the intangibles. When I dream about LeBron James, he is strong and handsome, like an ancient king. When I dream about Michael Jordan, he's dirty and sick like a rat. That has to count for something. Of course, the dreams we all have about Michael Jordan are horrible. There's no argument there. But he is undefeated in the finals. I don't care how many times I have to wake up in a cold sweat after being hunted by a rabid, bloodthirsty Michael Jordan. Championship rings matter. Unbelievable. I recently had a terrible fever where I was having visions of dying in a swamp. LeBron James carried me to safety, told me he knew I was doing my best and that God loved me no matter what. Michael Jordan tried to bite my face. Does that sound like the greatest to you? Okay, fine. The kindness LeBron has showed me in my dreams has given me more peace and salvation than anything I've experienced. But we have got to talk rebounds.
That's really funny.
So that was for you.
Thank you. Feels like Christmas.
Yeah, it's for you.
It really does.
Wow.
This is better than Christmas.
Yeah.
And this was...
Beer. What? This? I never seen this one.
Oh,
you sent me this.
Oh, that might have been just for personal. No, don't play it.
Okay. I won't play it. You sent me that and then 12 others. So.
Erase.
Oh, what is this one?
I don't want to get political.
I have never seen this one before.
It's about COVID. And basically, they're just all coming out now saying, you know, we were wrong and how wrong we are. Like some
really?
Guy, he goes on Bill Maher, this guy from the New York Times, and he's just talking about how wrong they were, and they just did the best they could. We just with the information we have, it's the best. So I just think, yeah, we need accountability. We need a little bit of grace. I was like, you were saying that anybody unvaccinated was a freak, and you didn't, you know, yeah. Basically, you were the scum of the earth. So,
hey, Dad, you should have grace for them, though.
Hmm? That's true.
I will.
They did say the unvaccinated are killing grandmas and babies.
They yes. What?
They said if you're unvaccinated, you're killing grandmas and babies.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't go to church, but you could protest. You can't go to church. A lot. You can't see your dying grandparents.
Forgot about that life.
So
that's crazy.
Isn't that weird? Happened.
I found a. Thank God. I found a over. Mask recently. And it was like a little bit of a flashback.
Yeah, you're like,
because I remember that mask in particular. It wasn't like one of those just like the medical ones. It was like one of those cloth ones when you could still wear the cloth ones.
Yep.
And I remember I grabbed that, I looked at it, and it was just like all these memories.
It's like
start
a movie
just,
moment. Yeah.
Felt like
it's like a That's a Raven moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was like Jimmy Neutron when he had a brain blast and it would like go inside of his brain and show memories of stuff.
I loved Raven.
Raven was awesome.
That was one of the best shows ever.
That's so Raven?
Show. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that show is amazing.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I just remember that one episode of her friend who's a vegan started dating a guy who lied about being a vegan.
Yeah.
And she had a memory, and it was just a flashback of him just hounding baby back ribs. And he's like, he's eating like an animal. Like, he's like, it's like, you don't eat like this in public ever. And this guy's like, I'm a vegan for sure. And then it's just drenched with barbecue sauce. That's so one of the only episodes I remember.
So good. You don't really see vegans anymore. What do you think happened to them?
I was about to say that.
What do you think they are? You know?
Well, there's the obvious jokes, but gosh, I don't know.
Do you think they've been eaten by now?
Or? Maybe they're regrouping. I don't know. Maybe
they're probably just tired.
They're out playing golf with their carrot golf clubs.
They're definitely like asleep.
They go, this was a good year. I think I'm going to sleep for the next 2 years.
They hibernate. I think vegans hibernate. Yeah. I think that's where.
They got to conserve
They
energy.
Only come out like in the spring.
Yeah.
They just burrow out of a hole. Just come out of a hole. And,
They're probably still trying to find like vitamins in different places.
Yeah.
If you're a vegan and you're watching this or listening to it, it's. We love you. You think you're weird.
Yeah.
For not eating ribs. No, we don't.
There's definitely no vegans listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I'm 99% certain that there's no vegans listening to this.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's got to be like one.
No, I just don't believe it.
If you're
there's
a vegan,
one. There's an outlier.
Let us know if you're a vegan.
Like a chill vegan.
Did I send you any more?
Maybe.
I thought I sent five. I might have only sent four. And do we have any reviews?
Liv kind of did them. But did you have more?
Well, I did one.
Ryan, were you trying to say something? I sent one to
you, Luke. Well, I don't have.
Oh, wait, was that a review?
Oh, I called you Ryan. Brendan.
The Wendy's one?
Were you serious? I thought you were joking. Are you serious?
Wait, what?
He called Brendan Ryan. Brian?
You called him Ryan?
He looks like a Ryan sometimes. It's in the light. If he's in like a soft light, he looks like a Ryan.
Ooh.
Sorry, Brent. It's all good.
It was a YouTube comment,
please.
Oh, it was?
Legit.
We sent it again.
It's a screenshot.
A screenshot?
Do you have it on your phone? I could read it.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to send you something, Luke, too.
Okay.
It has to do with AI.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Somebody make some noise. Fill up the noise.
Should I show him this or not?
What is this?
Yes.
Story of my life.
Yes.
Do you want to give context or?
Okay. No.
No?
No. Just play.
Okay.
Is this One Direction?
This is One Direction. You're going to love this.
Okay.
10 years ago.
With Harry Styles, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Clapping off beat.
These walls are the stories that I can't explain. Leave my heart open, it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. It seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone.
and I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way I've that I've been this. Holding
it's real bad.
Too tight, but nothing in between. The story of my life.
Who's your choreographer?
I don't think they have one. All right, we're getting there. Hold on.
Are we?
Yep. Turn it up a bit.
Leave my heart open, but it stays right.
Look at that hair. Got some hair, baby.
All right, listen.
I know that in the morning.
This one?
No.
See us in the ladder corner here. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
It wasn't as bad the second time.
Yeah, really. There's always one. There's always one that's not as strong in these bands.
I do think, though, we watched like an hour and a half of like Adele and all these music.
That's probably why it really stood out.
And then this one and like the X Factor Golden Buzzers, you know, how you get down that rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they popped up and I was like, how
are they?
How are these circular boys famous?
They sound better like when you're with one off.
Yeah.
But when you start listening to them after listening to like some of the best vocal artists ever. You're like all of them were kind of bad.
Yeah.
We were kind of like, ugh. And then freaking what's his face starts singing. We're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
With these groups, girl bands or boy bands like this, there's always one.
Yes.
That they're just there for looks.
Yes.
You know?
That's why I think K-pop does it right. They have 15 people in one band. And you're like, who's singing right now? They're like, I don't know.
Each make like $8 a show.
None of them are even singing.
They're not. It's like maybe one of them sings.
Yeah.
It's literally like they pump them out of these.
Spice Girls was like that. Spice Girls was I think it was Victoria Beckham. I think she was the one that was one of the weaker. You know, she was there. And then they would give her just a little line in like the third verse. Like the little bridge part.
But don't even give her the full like.
Right, right. They cut her off in the middle of her, phrase. We'll take it from here. Got it, Eric. No, I want to show you this. Mark Stewart from the great band Audio Adrenaline, we toured together, and he was messing with AI graphics. So I said, hey, I'm coming up with my new special. It's called Fist Bump. And could you like type in some prompts and come up with a graphic picture for it? And this is what came up. What do you think?
Wait, that's supposed to be you?
Yeah.
You look jacked.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like you at all.
I know. It's kind of, if you squint, maybe.
Wait, let me try. Hold on.
I could see
what do
it.
You think? I got some guns there.
You also got a huge
and
mouth.
No shoulders.
I guess if I close my eyes.
Yeah. If you close your eyes.
It kind of does like. Mm-hmm. It looks like an old photo of you though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, mega jacked. You have
AI made you look like that?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It said Tim Hawkins, this the cover art for Fist Bump comedy special. And this is what came up.
This I wonder where they came up with these faces.
No, just scroll in and look at some of them. Some of the hands just don't exist.
Look at that hand.
This one?
Yeah. No, okay, if you keep going.
I think someone chewed it off like a carrot, what it looks like.
There's Michael Jordan.
If you keep going back, some of the hands turn into faces. So go back left.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a face hand right here.
That is a face hand.
That is a creature.
There's one of the hands in the back. Oh,
that's a nice hand right there. You see that?
Those are actually terrifying. Mm-hmm.
That's really funny. Oh,
that's crazy.
Look at a little demon face right
that
behind.
Three
looks like my fly's
fingers.
Down too.
Yeah, it is.
Just a little bit.
Look at those guns though. Come on,
so
right?
Funny.
Right?
Yeah, good for you.
I don't know. Do you think we should go with AI art?
Are you actually going to?
I don't know. It's a thought.
Maybe
not.
I think you should have Brett design it.
I think so too.
Brett's cool.
So
Brett's
good.
A really good designer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think AI is great for the things that you kind of just are one-offs.
Yeah.
It's the best ever. Because if it's like, if someone's going to look at it once, I remember I did like social media posts for a while and it's just like you'd put effort into this thing and like 8 people look at it and then you just post like 8 more things on top of it. You're like, I spent at least 30 minutes on this. This is stupid.
Yeah. I've done the same thing. So you just work all this to where I'll try a video and you think, oh, this is going to be so great. And it
just flops.
Just gets,
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, AI is awesome. I don't think it's going to replace like what people think it is going to replace. Because clearly this is AI and you're like, oh, it's cool, but also.
Yeah.
It's AI, you know?
It ruins the value of it when it's like, I made this to like, oh yeah, AI did this. Then you're kind
Meh. But it is cool because then it's all the kind of stuff where you're like, you don't really need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Super crazy.
What is that quote you have there? Is that a tweet?
Oh, we got a review.
A review.
Yeah, we do have a review. This is from YouTube. But we talked last week about Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's and my Wendy's experience.
Liv, do you want to read?
Yes, sure. I once had a Wendy's employee tell me that if I could guess why the burgers are square, she'd give me my order for free. After a few wrong guesses, she said, it's because we don't cut corners. She was so excited to reveal the answer. If only today's fast food workers shared the same enthusiasm.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That is cute.
We don't cut corners. It's special.
That is. I had AI design me this.
I forgot about this.
Yeah.
This is our softball team logo.
Yeah.
We're called the Swingers.
A pineapple and a softball?
Look at his banana hand.
I like how the bottom of his mouth is like in the center of his chest.
Is that his mouth?
Yeah, it's his mouth.
I never
noticed
that.
Based on his head, he looks like a pineapple. Is that his baby?
That's a good point.
Is this a mature pineapple and he's holding a banana pineapple?
I like
is he
going to
throw the baby pineapple?
Is his wife a banana? I have so many questions.
I just have a question about why is one of his lower legs a lot thinner than the other?
Where's
is
the
that
base?
A fake leg?
Is he rolling the baseball down his shoulders like he would a basketball?
Yes. Also, are those circles on the side?
The openings.
Also, what's going on there?
Look at his chin. Wait. Is that a smiley face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much creepier.
See,
I thought
Luke,
that was his chin.
You have to actually pay for good AI.
I this thought
is
it was
free
his
AI,
chin and his little.
This is good AI.
It is.
The ball is on the back of his hand.
Wow, that took me a long time to realize that big.
Oh my goodness.
And you're the Swingers?
Smiley face.
Swingers.
Yeah. So why the pineapple?
Swingers.
Is that like a pineapple?
I'm sorry. Is that what a pineapple means? Is that the...
Yeah, that's like...
Oh, I get it. Yeah. So okay, so when people have a pineapple like at their house,
yeah.
That's okay. That's the code.
Yeah, that's the code. It's a joke.
That's what that means?
Yeah. It's a real funny joke. It's a brilliant joke.
It's a really brilliant joke.
All right.
I forgot about that.
Who is that?
That is the people that...
Who is that?
Those are the AI people.
Oh,
no. People
sending
pictures they thought what we looked like.
Can you show Levi what they thought I was? That they thought that was mom. They thought that was me.
Was
yeah.
Love the hair.
Yes.
They thought that was me.
Incredible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gosh,
I mean, to be honest, like though, these look like St. Louis people.
True.
These That's look funny. Like your everyday.
That's so true.
Wentzville.
Kind of pale.
Wentzville, Cane's Chicken people.
Like they get a tan once a year, and then it just vanishes.
At Florida, but it's really just a burn.
Yeah, it's a.
She's
it's
holding,
really just
she's
heat.
Holding on
it's really
her
just
hair,
heat.
Dang, that's tough.
So. She's got a nice nose, though.
She
I like
does
her
have
nose.
Nice nose.
Good job pointing out some positives. There you go. Great hair.
Good hair.
Anyway.
All right. I go sleepy.
You go sleepy?
Forgot about that one.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to have Levi back.
It is.
And, Brent, I'm sorry for calling you Ryan. It's embarrassing, but I'm tired.
Get some sleep.
I've been inhaling chemicals.
And dead skin.
And dead skin.
Oh.
It's going to be, yeah,
human soup.
Yeah, you guys are knocking on soup pool. You guys are knocking on.
We should make a sign for the side of our
soup
hot tub.
Tub.
What would it say? Soup tub?
Soup tub. Soup tub. Hey, honestly, after a while, I mean, my skin did smell rancid after
that.
Oh,
my God.
But let me tell
you
this.
I'm not going to lie to you, but boy, was that comfortable.
It is. And let me, it's a trap. It really is, because you've got the cool side and the hot side. So you're in the hot side. You go to the cool side. I'm just going to jump in the hot for a little bit, then I'll be back. Yeah, dude, 4 hours later. You're still in the hot tub.
Feel like a baked potato.
You're in there for 4 hours.
Fantastic.
We were in there for 4 hours.
That's
why
it's disgusting.
Yeah. 4 hours.
Yeah.
Dude.
Just sheds your skin.
Soup tub.
I woke up, it was just a skeleton. It's a skeleton. So
all right.
But I'll get it worked out and maybe we'll do the podcast from the hot tub one day.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
Can we figure that out?
Tubcast.
Tubcast.
So we will soup tub.
Man, that would be great. Like on a cold day.
I'll wear like a surfing suit or something.
That's
a
good idea.
We should all.
How would we do that? We could do it? Oh, yeah. Would you like to like microphone? The mic's like coming in a little bit. Okay.
Fantastic. Oh, plastic bags. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
You just have to do it kind of during the day.
Yeah.
Would you have to do it during the day, or no, could we set some lights out there?
He's a lighting boy.
That's right. I forgot.
So let's plan. Let's plan Tubcast. So let's do that in December.
Yeah, Tubcast.
It could be a Christmas one.
Christmas Tubcast.
We could all dress up as Santa Claus.
Yeah, we'll get everybody hats and cigars.
And
Zoa drinks.
And Zoa.
And whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's
perfect.
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
You know how I get around Christmas.
I know.
You know I get grumpy until the day before. Until
the day of Christmas.
You know how I get.
Yeah, he's saying all
I'm
this.
Not getting anything. And you got
and
actually.
Like, remember you said we were going to get Zoa? We have water. We're like, okay, that works.
Christmas Eve, there's 90 boxes of Zoa. You're like, you know.
Yeah, your mother is the reason.
Daddy
Christmas
was funny
so
this
great.
Year.
Not me. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me. I'll be like, wait, I thought you said we're just giving them money. Funny. She's like, I'm getting stockings for him. I'm like, well, we don't have to cram it full. There's a lot of electronics in those stockings. Just put candy or something. Just dump some Skittles and a couple of
I would like
Hershey
hey,
Kisses.
I would actually like to see what would happen if you took over.
Can we do that this? Can we please do that this year?
No.
Please, please.
Because here's the thing. I don't really
it sounds
care.
Like a good idea. It's you would no.
No, it's such a good idea.
Oh, guys,
I am just curious as to what you would think would we would like.
My heart is. I know what you would like. It's just me.
What would I like? What would you get me?
I know exactly what I get you.
What?
I can't tell you.
Tell me. I don't know what I would get me.
Should I?
What would you get Ryan?
Oh, wait, are you going to, is this something you're getting me?
Yeah.
Oh, well then don't tell me.
Yeah. I want to get, and then we'll maybe I'll get it to you before the Tubcast.
Tubcast.
And I'll reveal it at the Tubcast.
Okay.
All right.
Birthday.
All right. Peace out.
All right, guys.
Bye guys.
Thanks, Levi.
Beer.